SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel applauds the rescue of two hostages from the clutches of Hamas terrorists.
Israeli forces have rescued two hostages in southern Gaza in a raid that killed over 60 Palestinians. The Israeli military extracted the captives under fire in a dramatic raid after soldiers stormed a heavily guarded apartment. The Israeli military operation took place in densely populated Rafah, where heavy Israeli airstrikes also pounded the area near where the hostages were being held. The rescue of the two hostages was celebrated in Israel as a victory. The operation killed well over 60 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Palestinian health officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
A $95 billion military aid bill for Ukraine and Israel is advancing in the Senate, clearing a procedural hurdle over the weekend. Could come up for a final vote this week. If it passes, its future in the Republican-led House is not clear. Ukraine would get the lion's share of the money. Former President Trump says it should be a loan to the Ukrainians, not another giveaway. Mr. Trump taking some heat for criticizing the military service of Nikki Haley's husband.
Things got personal over the weekend when Trump questioned why Haley's husband wasn't on the campaign trail. At a South Carolina rally, the former president mocked Michael Haley's absence, suggesting the Haleys had marital problems. Michael Haley is currently overseas on a one-year National Guard mission. Nikki Haley called Trump's comments insulting to military families, and former Trump Defense Secretary Mike Esper said such an attack doesn't make any sense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs again, beating San Francisco 25-22 in overtime. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 26 points, NASDAQ futures up 2. This is SRN News. There's a plan to reorganize the United Methodist Church.
As it is currently constructed, the U.S. church dominates the rest of the world, and the rest of the world would like to change that. A plan has been presented by Methodists outside this country that would realign the global denomination into roughly continental regions of equal size and power. The UMC is growing all around the planet, except in America, where membership is in decline, strengthening the argument for some kind of a realignment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Tennessee city will pay $500,000, part of a settlement with the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups, over an ordinance designed to ban drag performances from taking place on public property. The Tennessee Equality Project and the ACLU filed a federal lawsuit after Murfreesboro leaders said they would not grant the organization's event permit request. City officials argue that such performances that took place during a pride event resulted in sexualization of children. SRN News. There is some growing optimism about the future course of the American economy.
A new survey says fewer economic experts think the U.S. will fall into a recession this year. Just a quarter of business economists and analysts who answered the survey by the National Association of Business Economics believe the U.S. will fall into a recession in 2024, and they think any downturn would likely result from external forces, such as a conflict involving China. But the experts surveyed still expect year-over-year inflation to be above 2.5% through 2024. Donna Water, Washington.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a California helicopter crash that killed the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks. The helicopter went down Friday night in the Mojave Desert. Six people in all were killed. That includes two pilots. More details, SRNnews.com.